Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. So much happening in the sports world. Obviously, it's NFC and AFC championship football games to be talking about. We've got college basketball to be talking about. We've got Conor McGregor back in the octagon to talk about. Man, oh man, the sports just keep coming at us in a flurry. Mike Wilson, good morning, my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. And yeah, there's a couple of football games today, man. So there's some stuff going on. So let's get to it and let's start talking about those Packers and Chiefs and Titans and whoever else is in there. So San Francisco.
Kansas City, Titans, obviously the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. And you know what? That means we're down to the final four, people. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. But three football games that actually have any meaning left because the two championship games and then obviously the Super Bowl. And then everything else, oh my gosh, it means nothing. Anyways, I know the music has been going, so we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side, and as far as you know, we'll talk to our professor of sports. That is John Poulter. We talk hockey and we talk baseball with him, and believe me, there was a lot of news to be talking about with baseball, too, with the scandal. So we'll get into everything here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch-resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product. They offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
2-2. That is on the outside corner for strike three at 99 miles an hour, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros get their first win in this World Series as they defeat the Washington Nationals by a final of 4-1.
Devo delivers.
And that's grounded left side right at Correa. Shortstop has it. Goes a short way to second to get the force. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros have squared this World Series at two games apiece as they take game four in D.C. by a final of 8-1.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about. Obviously, the NFC and AFC Championship football games will be taking place. But obviously, there's a lot going on in the sports world, from baseball, when they're not even being playing those games, man. We got scandals to be talking about and wondering whether or not those Houston Astros championships are as significant, or have they been tainted a little bit? And let's bring in our next guest and a normal, regular person on the program, none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Obviously doing what we love here on another beautiful Sunday in the Valley of the Sun. And lucky to live here, to be quite honest with you, because I do know what's going on around the country. So, look, let's get right into it, John. I mean, what more could we ask for from baseball than obviously them giving us another scandal? You know, it's interesting because I was talking to somebody about this the other day off the radio, just a real person-to-person conversation about sports in general. And I said, you know, I really think about baseball in a much different way than I think about every other sport. And a lot of baseball, the thoughts and memories I have of baseball are scandals or are PED eras, all different kinds of negativity, I guess is what I'm trying to say, John. And ultimately, look, I love the game of baseball. I love basketball. I love football. I love hockey. I love them all. But certain things make you shy away from games more so than others. And quite frankly, this could be one of those, once again, that baseball has to recover from, John.
Yeah, it's put a pretty big black mark against the game, quite frankly. None of us are old enough to remember the Black Sox scandal of 1919, but we've all read about it, we've all heard about it, we've all seen movies about it. Is this perhaps the 21st century issue of the Black Sox scandal? We just don't know how deep this thing goes. Obviously the Astros have been caught. The Red Sox are still under investigation. The next question is, are there any other teams that have been participants in this kind of situation or are still participating in this kind of situation? How even is the playing field? Were the Astros the only team that did this in 2017, or were they the only ones that got caught? We don't have the answer to that. Unfortunately, it's put another black mark against what I think is a terrific game.
John, you look at the punishment handed out. I mean, do you think it was sufficient? And what do you think is going to happen with Boston? I mean, is it going to be a similar thing, or what's your gut telling you?
Well, my gut is telling me that the suspensions were pretty steep, probably a bit steeper than we anticipated, specifically because in Houston, the guys that took the hit for this were not the guys that got the benefit of it. The guys that got the benefit of this were the players, and the commissioner has already made it quite clear that at this point anyway, no players are going to be penalized. I think the fallout is probably in Boston because not only was Alex Cora mentioned, I believe, 11 times in the commissioner's report on this situation, he has since parted ways with the Red Sox by mutual consent because of his role in the 2017 situation in Houston, but coincidentally, he was the manager in Boston in 2018 when there's an investigation going on there, and that team was also a World Series winner. So does that make Cora more vulnerable, or does it make him less vulnerable? My feeling is it makes him more vulnerable because not only was he involved with two teams during this situation, he was sort of deemed to be the brains behind it along with Carlos Beltran. So I think that Cora's got to be looking at a suspension more than 12 months because it oversees two organizations and two world championships. So my gut feeling is that he may find himself with a stiffer penalty. Maybe that's reduced a little bit because he's stood up and owned up to his mistakes and has willingly stepped aside, whereas the guys in Houston did not. They were pushed. I think there's a lot still to be revealed about this, and quite frankly, 10 years from now, we may still not know the whole story on what really went on in these situations.
That's a great point, and that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the latest Major League Baseball scandal here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're always with you live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and adjust your clocks wherever you are, obviously, to check us out, and we do appreciate you listening to us on SiriusXM Channel 211, and however else you may be doing it, iHeart, TuneIn, whatever the way you check us out, we do appreciate it. And, John, you brought up something pretty kind of near and dear to me, and I've got to get your take on this, because I actually think that the penalties maybe aren't stiff enough. Let's talk about Pete Rose for a quick moment here, and I understand it's written on every stupid locker room before you walk in and walk out about not gambling on the sport, but let me tell you something. I quite frankly think that when you're cheating to this degree, and Pete Rose didn't cheat. Let's make that quite clear, okay? The guy was betting on his team to win games, okay? Let's make that completely clear to people. Again, I understand it's not right, it's wrong, it's a cardinal sin. I get it, but he wasn't cheating in the sense of betting on it against his team. He was betting on his team to win. So let's make that very clear to people. And now let's go back to what we just had in this scandal, where you actually had people cheating. And in my humble opinion, John, this is the worst part of cheating that you could ever have, when you are actually trying to create a competitive advantage over your opponents. That, to me, is the ultimate cardinal sin as far as cheating goes in any sport. And to me, frankly, this is worse than what Pete Rose did. How do you feel about this in particular to what Pete Rose did?
That's an excellent point. And quite frankly, it's not one that I've really considered until you've brought it up. But I think they're equally serious for different reasons. As you point out, Rose admitted to gambling, but admitted to gambling in the sense that he was betting on his own team to win. So he wasn't sort of throwing the game like the Black Sox were in 1919. So those are two totally different situations. This one's a little different in that, you know, we're talking two or three decades down the road from the Rose situation, and all of a sudden we're now seeing technology play a big part of it, and technology's come into baseball big time with analytics and all these other wonderful terms we hear every time a young manager is hired or a new general manager comes into play that's got a scouting background rather than a traditional baseball background. I think it's a whole different game. As I said before, my concern would be that Houston and Boston were not the only two teams that were doing this. And I say that because the baseball world is still a pretty small world. And what one team is doing today, the other team tries to do tomorrow to catch up. And I bet you if we were to sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with somebody from every Major League Baseball organization, we would probably find out that if this was so well known that it was going on in the game, that every team has at least talked about it, maybe not implemented it, but has at least talked about it. And if that's the case, yeah, it's a big black mark on the game. So as I said earlier, I think 10 years down the road, we'll never know the whole story on this. I see there's interviews on the MLB Network this morning with Bregman and Altuve addressing their supposed role in this, and they're both claiming that those are lies. I'm not sure how we'll ever find out, quite frankly. Very much a black mark on a game we all love.
Yeah, it's too bad because we're talking about this versus obviously some positivity or some good things that we like to talk about seeing on the baseball field. We're talking about the negativity and the scandals and more scandals. It's unbelievable, man. When do they end? That's all I got to know. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and on the other side, let's talk a little NHL hockey with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Heaven help us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Marshawn across, Pastrnak scores!
Dillon will keep it in. Kane in behind the net, centered it, and back to the line where Erik Karlsson ran into Max Pacioretty. Here's Stone with Pacioretty, 2-on-2. Stone lays it off, Pacioretty shot, and he scores! They do it again! What a limit into the game! To Kessel. Kessel with a shot, stop, rebound, they score! Power play goal, and the Coyotes have taken a 2-1 lead, and I think that's going to be Christian Dvorak. Dvorak's got it again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with us is none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. So it makes sense that we're going to switch gears as we were just talking some Major League Baseball, and now we're going to talk some NHL hockey. Amazing stuff, John, when you think about what's going on in the NHL this season. And I got to ask you something, because when you look at the standings, it's, to me anyways, it's relatively lopsided, because the Eastern Conference seems to have several better teams than the Western Conference. But with that being said, obviously the Western Conference, near and dear to our hearts because of the Arizona Coyotes, who, look, one day in the Pacific, you can be in first place with, you know, 58 or 57 points, and then the next day you can be in second, third, fourth, or fifth place because there's so many people that are logged up. But I guess my point is the West that much worse than the East? And at the end of the day, does it really make a difference? Does it all come down to matchups anyway when push comes to shove in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, it's interesting because for a number of years in the NHL, it's been the other way around, that most of the stronger teams were in the Western Conference. So we've seen this happen in baseball with the East, with the National League and the American League. We've seen it happen in the NBA with the East and the West. We've seen it happen in the NFL with the American Conference and the National Conference. I think it's just one of those things, and we're going through a spell right now where the stronger teams seem to be in the East, but there's a huge gap between the top teams and the bottom teams in the East. The West, as you've pointed out, very, very, very close. That Pacific Division, Vancouver in first place with 58, and then Edmonton, Calgary, Vegas, and Arizona, all with 57. Every time I look at that division, it reminds me of the chats we've had over the past couple of summers about the National League Central in baseball. Yeah. If it's Tuesday, Vancouver's in first place. If it's Wednesday, it's Edmonton. If it's Thursday, it's Calgary, and so on and so forth. Great competitive hockey. Is it competitive or is it mediocre? Maybe it's a little bit of both, but it sure is interesting to watch.
John, you know, there's a what the heck's going on in Vegas, because they fire their coach who was supposed to be the coach for the All-Star game, or one of the coaches. Like, what led to this? It seemed kind of abrupt that they got rid of him, but what led to all that mess in Vegas?
I don't think anybody knows, Mike, to be very honest with you. I was extremely shocked. I was at the Curling Club on Wednesday morning and got a text advising that the Vegas Knights had dismissed Gerard Gallant, and in the same sentence said that Peter DeBoer had been hired to replace him. So clearly it's something that had been contemplated for a little while. They had their ducks in order. They had their new guy What's been really interesting is that we've seen, I think it's six coaches fired or resigned this season, and two of them were immediately rehired, and in both cases were rehired to coach better teams than the ones that they were fired because they had underperformed. I'm not sure what that tells us, whether it tells us that we're going back to this situation of guys being recycled and recycled, but I think when Peter DeBoer was let go in New Jersey, or in San Jose, I think my comment was he won't be out of work for very long. I think he's a good coach, and that's a pretty nice gig in Vegas, but, you know, all of a sudden he's in there with four other teams. It's puzzling. It really is. I always thought Gallant was well-regarded by the ownership, by the management, and certainly by the players, and was always admired by the press. I'm a little puzzled as to what happened there. Maybe there's something that we don't know. Maybe it will come out in time, but I was extremely surprised, to be very, very honest with you.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorfond Sports Weekend Edition, always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, so let's keep it rolling on this theme with the coaches, and let's take that negativity from what happened with the Vegas Knights coach, and let's talk about the positivity of Rick Tocchet and how he'll be showcasing his talents at the All-Star break. Pretty cool stuff for him and the Arizona Coyotes, isn't it, John?
It is, and you know, as you know, I've always had a lot of respect for Tocchet as a coach. I think he's well respected by the players. He's one of the, I'm going to say a handful. I don't exactly know how many it is, but he's one of a handful of current NHL coaches that were good NHL players. So he's one of the guys that can literally stand there and say to his players, "I've been there. I know what you're going through." And I think that's a huge piece of what's going on in Arizona. He's been left to coach the players. He's obviously got a great relationship with those players, and they've given a competitive team. So I think it's terrific that he's been rewarded. It's a little bit unfortunate that it's kind of what we would refer to as a left-handed reward, because Gallant had already been picked to do that. But I think it looks good for Tocchet. It certainly solidifies his situation in terms of the job he's doing in the greater Phoenix area with the Arizona Coyotes, and I'm really happy to see it happen.
Hey, Mike, before you jump in, I just want to say something real quick. And you hit on something that kind of made me think about something, John. And, you know, you mentioned Tocchet being a former player and having some success. And, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. And I can think about when the great one was here with the Coyotes, and that didn't turn out the way that obviously he would have thought versus, you know, what's happening right now with the way that it's going for Tocchet. And my point is, do you think that when you have the ability that a guy like the great one had, Wayne Gretzky, where you're like too good for, like the guys can't do what you want them to do because of what you were able to do on the ice was so easy for you, whereas a guy like Rick Tocchet wasn't the greatest player of all time. Do you get my point? Does that make some sense to you? And it's maybe easier for the guys to relate to Tocchet than it was for them to relate to a guy like Wayne Gretzky, yes or no?
Oh, for sure. We've had this conversation before, too. A superstar as a manager or as a head coach generally is not a success story, because he has to quickly understand that the guys on his roster cannot turn it on and off as quickly as he could as a player. And Gretzky's a classic example of that. And, you know, let's be clear with Gretzky. He had a poor situation to coach. He had a short window. It's a very small sample size. Let's not judge his coaching abilities by what was going on in Phoenix at the time, because we all know what kind of a circus that was in terms of the ownership. But we've seen it happen in baseball, too. I mean, Ted Williams was a great player, but he was not a very good manager. He didn't have a very good team in Washington. You know, there's been very few superstar players in any sport that have become great coaches. Right. A lot of them have been mediocre. I mean, Bart Starr was a great player, as you know, but he was a mediocre head coach. Was that because he was a bad coach? Was that because he was in a pressure situation? Was that because he had a bad team? Lots of factors. Frank Robinson was the same way. Great player, managed several major league teams, but don't think he ever won a World Series in his time as a manager. So I think we've seen it in every sport. I think it's very hard for a great athlete to sit and assess the roster that he's got and come to grips with the fact that they're not all as good as he was as a player, and therefore they're hard to coach.
John, you take a look at the Western Conference, and is the, you know, are the St. Louis Blues the class of the West? I mean, they got 68 points. They're 30-11. The defending champs are looking every bit the part. But, you know, so far this season, they kind of look like the class of the West, don't they?
They very much do, Mike. You know, and as you point out, they got an 8-point lead in that Central Division over the Colorado Avalanche. And the tightness of the Pacific Division, those five teams all a point apart, that makes that division very tight. It means that there are no off nights in the Pacific Division, and that's exactly where the St. Louis Blues' major opponents in the playoffs are going to come from, because they're going to have to, at some point in time, if they're going to win again, they're going to have to beat the team that won the Pacific Division, and that's become a bit of a dogfight. I think one of the positives in St. Louis is the return to form this year of Jake Allen. All of a sudden we see him, I think he's 14-8 with a .222 goals against average. Jordan Binnington, the guy that took them to the Cup last year, has been struggling a little bit. All of a sudden Jake Allen has come back, and when you've got a 1A and 1B goaltending tandem, it certainly makes your games a lot more interesting. It makes you competitive every night, and it rests both guys for any kind of a postseason run.
John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you know what? We've got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into the sports world even more. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And the Flames on the power play take a 1-0 lead.
Carlson knocked to the ice in the corner. And it's carried out by Connor. Connor had it swatted away by Smith. Here comes Marchessault. Marchessault to the net. He scores! 2-0 Golden Knights.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The NBA season is off and rolling, and we're down to the final four in the NFL. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. And like I said, it's conference championship time in the NFL, and you can follow all the lines at betonline.ag. The early game on Sunday features Cinderella, Tennessee on the road at KC, a touchdown favorite with a total in the low 50s. And on Sunday evening, Green Bay heads to San Francisco as a touchdown dog with a total in the mid 40s. Who will reign supreme and hoist the conference championship hardware? Before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it.
This is the same outcome that would have occurred if he'd been a non-celebrity. The DA's office thought through this very carefully. We appreciate the staff. We appreciate the district attorney's office treating this as it would any other case.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And good thing is we're here longer than 40 seconds, people, because that's all it took Conor McGregor to take out the Cowboy, 40 seconds in a TKO. And I'll tell you what, man, that's the biggest problem I have with the fight game, and I know that that's the biggest problem everybody has with the fight game in general, Mike, is that, you know what, fights aren't always good, man, and this is one of those cases where, once again, the UFC pulls one over people's head, and you know what, Conor McGregor and all of his hoopla and all of his nonsense that he brings with you brought you 40 seconds of entertainment. So I don't know how you feel, but I would feel a little cheated if I was the public.
Oh, I would absolutely feel cheated as well. 40 seconds, first round TKO with McGregor taking down the Cowboy. I mean, that was, you know, if you had paid good money for the pay-per-view on that, or paid, you know, you paid good money to go see the fight there in Vegas, I would definitely feel like somebody let me down, or I feel cheated, those kind of things. It does sound like the Cowboy was way overmatched. His post-game or post-fight comments where he was surprised that McGregor came out and landed the kick or tried that kick that early in the bout. But look, it's, you're in the octagon. You got to expect the unexpected. You got to expect anything and everything to be coming at you, because that's no child's play room in there. So we'll see if McGregor and this Khabib guy, the guy from Russia, kind of looks like a bear kind of guy, get the rematch fight. Personally, I was kind of hoping McGregor would go down, but yeah, that wasn't to be last night in Vegas.
No, I mean, I think a lot of people were hoping for that, and then obviously you have the people that are big McGregor fans, and they have his back and all that, but it was kind of interesting to me, because, you know, like, I'm not a huge UFC guy, but quite frankly, I thought these two guys, They could have been brothers, for crying out loud, man. They almost look the same. So if you look at the two, like, seriously, Conor McGregor and the Cowboy, they almost look like they're brothers, Mike. Like, no joke. But Conor McGregor takes it, 40 seconds, and there you go. Another UFC fight that people are going to be scratching their head wondering what they saw and if it was worth their money, probably. Hey, let's shift gears as quickly as that fight was. That's about how much time we need to talk about that. And let's switch gears and let's talk something that's near and dear to both of yours and my heart, and that is obviously NBA basketball. Boston Celtics, brother, they've lost three straight now. And, you know, like, you can be like, okay, it's no big deal, but when you lose to the Phoenix Suns at home, is it more of a big deal than not a big deal, Mike Wilson, yes or no?
Oh, that's a big deal. It's embarrassing. Like, they're 2-6. I believe they're like 2-6 in their last 8 games. It's kind of ugly in Boston right now. I mean, look, Marcus Smart last night sets a franchise record with 11 threes. You know, and when Marcus Smart is hitting 11 threes in a game and you still lose by 4, that is a cause for alarm in there. And they, you know, they're the 4th seed in the East now. They were 2nd just last week, I believe. You know, Jaylen Brown hasn't been in there, but, you know, look, you're going to play with guys during the season. Those same guys are going to get injured, and you got to have, and coaches talk about it and players talk about it all the time, it's that next man up mentality that you just got to, another guy has to step in place and ball out. So we're not getting that with the Celtics right now. And it's, you know, being a Celtics fan like I am, it's a little frustrating. So we'll see what happens here and what Brad Stevens can come up with to stop the bleeding. But losing to the Phoenix Suns to me is an embarrassment.
Yeah, it's not a good loss, especially at home. Not a good one for the Boston Celtics to take. But with that being said, you know what? Nice victory for the Phoenix Suns, the way that they were able to follow up their impressive victory from the other night. You come back and you take out another one of the top teams in the league. But let me ask you this, man. The Philadelphia 76ers, what's going on there? They're sixth in the Eastern Conference. And I think it's fair to say that they're underachieving at this point. The Toronto Raptors in the third spot, the Miami Heat in the second spot. I would say that both those teams are overachieving at this point, Mike.
You know, to go to your question about Philly, yeah, they are underachieving. They have had Embiid out for the last few games as well with an injury. So that hurts, but I'll tell
you
what.
They've won three straight since he's been out. What the heck?
Oh, I'm looking at I looked at the wrong team. My bad.
It's okay.
But they're not – Philly doesn't scare me. Like, you would think with all their length, with all that talent, that, you know, teams might be scared of this team. If I'm the rest of the East, I'm not scared of them. At all. And, you know, Ben Simmons, yeah, great, phenomenal talent. He can't shoot. Okay. When you get to the playoffs, it's possession by possession and circumstance, you know, basketball circumstances come up where you got to hit a shot. Go ahead and shoot it, Ben. Shoot it all day, dude, because you can't hit water if you're in a boat.
I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Somebody go.
You can go.
I would say that Ben Simmons, I'd be laying 10 feet off this guy and just kind of packing it in the key, because he's not going to beat you. The only way he beats you is if he can get to the rim. And if he gets to the rim, you know what? Go a little Detroit bad boy on him, a little 90s style, New York Knicks style. Just foul him. You know, make them not want to go in the lane. And, you know, Philly is so underachieving right now, it's not even funny.
All right, so with all that being said, look, I totally agree with you. Nobody's scared of the Philadelphia 76ers, but I'll tell you who you should be scared of, and it's the Milwaukee Bucks, for crying out loud. I mean, this team is damn good, bro. It's ridiculous. At this point, if you're not watching, if you're not recognizing the way that this team distributes the ball to each other, shares the ball, Giannis puts up numbers that are just absolutely ridiculous in no time, man. The guy plays like 24 minutes a game, and he's putting up numbers that are Sega or video game numbers. It's remarkable, dude. Like, seriously remarkable what this guy's doing. He's better than he was last year. He's definitely improved his three-point shot. He's improved the outside game so much. The kid is so fun to watch, man. And I'm telling you what, the Milwaukee Bucks are flat out the best team in the league. And yes, I know I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, but I'm also very objective. If they don't win the title this year, Mike, there's something drastically wrong with the Milwaukee Bucks, okay? Because you don't do what you do during the regular season the way that they do, night in and night out. Man, they have 20-point leads, like, in the first quarter of games, dude. Teams cannot even hold their jock strap. I'm sorry, man, but they literally blow teams out every single night of the year, man. So if you don't take that and you don't bring it to the postseason, then you know what? It's a major failure, and there's something drastically wrong. And I would have to say at that point, there's something wrong with your coach, because, dude, you go out there and you win like this during the regular season, put it on people the same way in the postseason, brother, and make people understand that this is not only a regular season thing, but this is a postseason thing, and this is a movement, man. The Milwaukee Bucks play the game of basketball like nobody else. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I actually think they play a better brand than the Golden State Warriors were playing when the Golden State Warriors were winning championships year in and year out, brother. So this is the new brand of basketball, and it's being played by the Milwaukee Bucks, my friend.
All right, Dorf. Settle down a little bit. Breathe. You know, take a breath here. But no, I absolutely agree with you in terms of the Bucks. They are the best team. If you can't come to the realization of that right now, I don't know what kind of drugs you are on, but you're on something that is just out of market or something. No, they play the way you want the game to be played, if that makes sense. So the maturation of the Bucks, you know, when we were kids, Andy, it was, you know, Detroit had to get the Detroit Pistons and Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boys, they had to get through Boston, and they kept trying, and they finally got through, and then it was just lights out for them. And the Bulls, they had to get through Detroit. Milwaukee's, you know, kind of maturated in the same way. They get to the playoffs, they lose maybe second round, first round, then they get further, they get to the conference title game championship series last season. Now it's just full steam ahead. Giannis is the guy. He's leading that team. The 3-point shooting is just crazy. Yeah, I don't see anybody beating the Bucks in the East. I don't see anybody beating the Bucks in the West, and I don't even know who could give Milwaukee a good series in the West. Maybe the LA team, but I'm kind of hedging my bets on that a little bit. And then look, you mentioned that Giannis is playing like 24 minutes a game. You know, we're in this load management era. That's his load management, only playing 24 minutes a game. He can sit, he can rest, he can get ready for the next game, because Milwaukee's blowing out everybody that comes their way.
It's unbelievable, man. It really is. It's remarkable at the clip that they're winning, number one, but also the point differential at which they're winning, too. It's
right.
Record pace as far as it goes. Hey, real quickly, I want to touch on college basketball. Gonzaga is still on top at number one, and they look good, really good. I think a big surprise, Baylor being number two. Duke goes down to Louisville. Auburn went down to Florida. Butler goes down to DePaul. So it was upset central in college basketball on Saturday, Mike.
Yeah, it was. And you're exactly right with Gonzaga. They just look good. They got bigs, they got guards, they can shoot, they can do it all. Baylor is a lot of what they've been over the last few years. They're athletic, they're long, they can play defense. Duke, you know, like you said, Duke, they got beat by Louisville, or as Kentucky fans would say, little brother yesterday. And that was a great win at Cameron Indoor for the Cardinal to go in there and beat Duke. But, you know, you and I have been talking a little Auburn. People got to kind of look out at Auburn a bit at number four. And then there's a Pac-12 team in that top 10. There's Oregon right there. They've just swept the Washington, or no, they've got a split with the Washington school. So the Ducks, led by Peyton Pritchard, long athletic experience. There's a lot of basketball yet to be played, but it's going to be a lot of fun coming down the stretch.
Absolutely, man. College basketball, always fun down the stretch. All right, we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our number one with the meeting. Number two is definitely on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Burke dribbles to his left, picked up defensively, beats Hachimura free throw line. Rui spins and shoots for the lead. He's got it. 6/10 of a second to play. Zags lead by two. Noel run the baseline. Passes in. It's caught. Here's the heave from half court. It comes up short. And the Zags escape with an 81-79 win over the University of Washington.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever you may be. And again, we do appreciate you checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 211 or however you may be checking us out. We do appreciate it. We know you have options, and we do appreciate us being that option here for you on Sunday mornings. Hey, Mike, real quickly, I want to touch on this before we obviously end this hour and move to hour number two, but San Diego State still undefeated in college basketball. I think that that's something to be noted. And then also Gonzaga, the number one team in the country, already with 20 victories on the young season, man. It's pretty crazy, but we all love March Madness and we can't get enough of it. It's coming sooner than later, believe me. But hour number one in the books, my friend, that means hour number two is on the horizon. A lot about the NFL, the championship games, AFC and NFC championship games will be played. We'll be talking about it. We'll be breaking it down. Packers, 49ers, Chiefs and Titans. I can't wait to do it with you, but hour number one, man, went by almost as quick as Conor McGregor's fight, didn't it, Mike Wilson?
Well, you know what? When you're having fun, things go quick and things get over with. So let's move on to that hour two and get at it, man.
All righty, folks. Hour number one is in the books. That does mean hour number two, right coming up right here for you, all about the NFL. So keep it close. We want to dive into it. We'll dissect it in every which way possible. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen lined the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bernie Sanders has been asked to step down from the impeachment proceedings. Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States senator to do my job, and I'm here. To do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Police in Wisconsin posted a lighthearted warning about a highly addictive substance commonly known as Thin Mints, peanut butter patties, and more. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook post said young girls run the operation and they'll get you with a good cause story. They say the treats will be arriving soon in their area, and if you come into contact with any of these cookies, you can drop them off at the police department. They'll be happy to assist with proper disposal. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. The Supreme Court will consider allowing the Trump administration to enforce rules that allow more employers to deny insurance coverage for contraceptives to women. The justices agreed to yet another case stemming from President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, this time about cost-free birth control. The court will probably hear arguments starting in April. The High Court will review an appeals court ruling that blocked the Trump administration rules because it did not follow procedure. The new policy on contraception, issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, would allow more categories of employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women claiming religious objections. Remember, if you miss a story, you can always catch up, or you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Yeah.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and hour number two is all about the NFL Conference Championship games between the Green Bay Packers in the NFC and the 49ers, and in the AFC, it's the Titans and the Chiefs going at it. Patrick Mahomes, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you name it, we got you covered. Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, Bosa and the boys on the defensive side of the ball for the 49ers. Mike Wilson, if you can't tell, I'm excited, my friend.
No, I can tell you're excited because, hey, you got your favorite team of all time in the Final Four with a legitimate shot. But you know what? You got to lace them up and play the game.
You know what? It'll be interesting because we're going to dive into it. Obviously, we talk about it, but those guys go out there and they do it on the field. So big difference between talking about it and actually going out and doing it. So we'll do it. We'll discuss it. We'll break it all down. And then in a couple hours, they'll go out there and they'll make it all happen on the field. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The NBA season is off and rolling, and we're down to the final four in the NFL. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. And like I said, it's conference championship time in the NFL, and you can follow all the lines at BetOnline.ag. The early game on Sunday features Cinderella, Tennessee on the road at KC, a touchdown favorite with a total in the low 50s. And on Sunday evening, Green Bay heads to San Francisco as a touchdown dog with a total in the mid-40s. Who will reign supreme and hoist the conference championship hardware? Before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, BetOnline.ag.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $299 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Second and 10. Adams, 13 targets, 9 catches. Graham, touchdown, Green Bay.
News check, the fullback, Tevin Coleman, the tailback, Lee. They bring in Matt Breida. They're going to put Garoppolo in the shotgun. 3 receivers from out to in. It's Bourne, Pettis, and Debo Samuel. Kittle is tight left. Here's Garoppolo looking for Kittle. Now throws for Breida. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Unbelievable. NFC, AFC, championship week. Are you kidding me? I love it, man. I absolutely love it. The thing I hate is we're down to our last 3 football games. That's what I hate. We got these 2 games, and then we got the Super Bowl, and nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. So don't tell me that there's 4 games left. There's 3 games left, people. At least 3 meaningful games. And we're going to break them all down for you as they all come upon us. And we're lucky enough, at 1:05 our time later today, we will have the Tennessee Titans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And then at 4:40 p.m. our time today, Mike Wilson, the Green Bay Packers will make way to California, Santa Clara, California to be exact, Levi's Stadium, to take on the San Francisco 49ers in what I call a classic old school matchup, obviously, because I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan from the great state of Wisconsin. So I love my Packer backers. I love my Packer fans all over the world. They're all over, man. Packer fans are all over the place. In general, NFL football fans are all over the place, Mike Wilson. So this is absolutely one of the greatest days in NFL football that you could possibly have when you have AFC and NFC Championship Sunday, man. I don't think it gets much better, brother. I really don't. And I love the matchups we have, too. I hate to say it. I love them, man. I really do.
No, I do, too. And, you know, look, you got the Tennessee Titans who have just kind of come out of nowhere. They got all the momentum that you could ever want, and they have that bad man. And, yes, there is another bad man on the scene. And he's, you know, Derrick Henry down there in Nashville, just kicking ass and taking names with defenders. So, It's going to be interesting in this first game to see how Kansas City defends him. Are they just going to put 8-9 guys in the box, play man-free on the outside, and kind of go that way and adjust accordingly from there? And then, look, like you said, in the late game, you know, you got Jimmy G, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got the second matchup between these two great franchises of the season. Green Bay got their stuff handed to them earlier in the year. Does Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's coming home. I mean, he's from the area. He went to Cal. You know, is he going to let his Packers get demolished again, or does he have something sneaky up his golden right arm that he has to come out with a victory there in Levi's Stadium?
No, you brought up a lot of great storylines, and I'm going to continue with that theme. I mean, yeah, I think it's a great storyline for Aaron Rodgers going back home. Obviously, there'll be a lot of people that he knows there, and he's familiar with the surroundings. And in general, I think it's a pretty fair day for both of these teams. You know, you don't have the elements that you're going to have to deal with in Green Bay, and maybe that's a little unfortunate in a lot of ways, but because that's the way I love watching growing up, watching football, you know, when guys had the elements to deal with as well. And, you know, it's nice playing out in sunny California, too, because I'm sure they're going to have a pretty similar day to what we've got. Maybe not quite as warm, but it'll be a pretty nice day out there. So I think the elements are less involved like they will be in Arrowhead. I mean, 14 degrees for those guys. I definitely think weather plays a factor in that. And then, you know, again, continuing with your storyline theme, Andy Reid, man, I mean, how important is it for him to win this football game, you know, and what does it do for his legacy, and where does it put him on that coaching pedestal? You know, and the Titans, you talked about them. What an amazing run they've had in the postseason. I mean, man, they took out the New England Patriots. Come on, man. I mean, that's unbelievable. This is a Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with what they've done, and the Titans went into their house with Mike Vrabel and those guys, and they kind of outfoxed them, man. And then, you know, they didn't let it stop. They continued it, you know, the following week, and they outdid themselves, man. They went to Baltimore and they said, you know what, we're going to take Lamar Jackson, the MVP, and this unbelievable season that the Baltimore Ravens have had, and we're going to put that on ice too, man. And now they're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a unbelievably prolific, high-powered offense, man. I mean, pick your poison, bro. Like, seriously, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I honestly feel like I'm playing the live version of a video game. I've got Tyreek Hill, I've got Travis Kelce, I've got all these weapons at my leisure and my disposal. All I've got to do is give them the opportunity to go out there and do something with the ball. I mean, there's a team that was down 24 points, and it didn't look like they missed a beat. They weren't nervous, man. So ultimately, I'm wondering, how do the Titans go in there and unsettle the Chiefs? Is it possible to unsettle the Chiefs, Mike Wilson? Like, seriously. So there's so many great storylines. And how do you stop Derrick Henry? He just runs people over, dude. Like, you get out of this guy's way when he's coming at you. And if you don't, he's going to take you with him. And will Ryan Tannehill have to make a few plays? I think ultimately, man, that could be the deciding factor of this game, Mike Wilson, is Ryan Tannehill hasn't really had to do much in the postseason. He's going to have to do something. Like, I feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers. He was good last week. He had a couple really nice big plays on third down to make it so that the Packers were going to advance past the Seattle. But he's going to have to be even better against the 49er team that you alluded to in your opening comments. They embarrassed the Green Bay Packers. They embarrassed Aaron Rodgers earlier in the season. So how do the Packers show up? There are so many great storylines with these football games, bro. There really are.
Yeah, no, there really is. And, you know, let me just kind of take a game at a time here, if you don't mind. I'm just going to take a look at, you know, Kansas City, Tennessee, You know, look, and you mentioned this earlier in your comments there, Andy Reid. I don't know if there is a more well-liked coach in the NFL than Andy Reid. And to me, and I mentioned this on our local show on Friday, that to me, Andy Reid's already a Hall of Fame coach. Getting that Super Bowl trophy is just the feather on the cap for it all, for anybody that would think that Andy Reid is not a Super Bowl a Hall of Fame coach. And the bevy of weapons that Patrick Mahomes has at his disposal is just sick. And the way that Andy Reid orchestrates this, this offense and the calls that he makes and what he wants to do, you know, he calls one play to set up a play that's maybe three plays down the chart, okay, because Andy's one of those guys, he kind of goes by his script, you know, he scripts probably the first 15 to 20 plays, and then he kind of adjusts what he's going to do from there. So, you know, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Patrick Mahomes, who makes no-look passes, sidearm throws. Heck, he'll probably throw it reverse style from underneath his leg. So there's a lot going on there, but we'll get back to that, I'm sure, later in the hour.
Absolutely. Well, we'll continue breaking down these games that are only a few hours away. Obviously, again, first one, 1:05 p.m. our time, and then the second game, 4:40 p.m. our time here in the Valley of the Sun. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue breaking down the AFC and the NFC Championship Sunday games, man. Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs and the Packers and the 49ers. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
And Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three. Line drive throw in the back of the end zone. Backpedaling, falling down, chest-high catch. Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone. And literally looking at his quarterback, facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Wow! Wow!
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down.
800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
Tannehill looks for the home run ball. Separation. Khalif Raymond hauls it in. Touchdown, Titans.
This is Dorfront Sports.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Absolutely, it's going to be good. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Championship Week Sunday here in the NFL. Playoffs are going, and unbelievable games have been happening. Wildcard Weekend was awesome. The Divisional Round was awesome, and I expect Championship Weekend to be really, really interesting, and hopefully we get just as good a games, Mike Wilson. Obviously, the Titans' run has been impressive. The Chiefs, what they did coming back from 24 points down in their last football game to get themselves in this opportunity. The Packers, a nice victory over the Seahawks, and they did it with their defense for the most part. The 49ers, they too did it with their defense all season long. Something's going to have to give in this football game. I'm excited, man. I really am. And the first game, Titans and Chiefs, obviously, again, a little bit after 1 o'clock our time. And the real big question here is, how do you slow down Derrick Henry and what he can do with the ball, running the football for that team, and, you know, make Ryan Tannehill have to go out there and make some plays? I do like the Tennessee Titan defense a lot, Mike, but if you're going to have to play Patrick Mahomes and those bevy of options that he has on offense for four quarters, I do think it's tough. I do think they're going to have to look out and watch for being a little too tired late in the ball game, where Tyreek Hill is known for breaking out and busting a big play late in a ball game. So I think you just got to be aware of the surroundings. Obviously, it's the biggest game of the season for every team involved right now, and everybody wants to go on and be victorious and have the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. How do the Titans go about their business, and how do we see, like Scott, our producer, sees the Titans coming out of Arrowhead victorious? How do they do that? What's the game plan for that, Mike?
That's a really good question, because, you know, we had mentioned in the last segment, or at least you did, and I'm sure I did in my own head, but that wasn't on air. So, you know, you choose your poison. You know, what you decide to try and shut down first with the Kansas City Chiefs, if you are Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, you can look at Tyreek Hill. You can look at the other options that Mahomes has. You know, look, it is so tough to beat a team twice in a year. I believe they played early in the year, and the Titans may have come away victorious with that. But with that being said, I don't know. Like, I seriously, Andy, don't know what you choose to defend first and try and shut down. I mean, common wisdom would say, you know, you try and shut down the run, make them one-dimensional. Well, okay, if you're going to shut down the run, then you got Mahomes sitting back there in the pocket making no-look passes and scrambling and making plays outside the pocket. So I don't know where you begin. And that would be my question to you, Andy, is if you're Tennessee, what do you defend first? Like, how do you approach this?
Look, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I know I go into this game and I say, I actually say, let's let them run the ball, because that would take
right.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs out of character from who they are. So if you can figure out a way to slow down Travis Kelce, who's a beast, by the way, had a huge game last week, and then Tyreek Hill, Hardman, just all these guys that they have that they can throw at you in that passing game. And I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about Patrick Mahomes and all the different angles that this guy can throw at you. I think you're better off keeping this guy in the pocket, to be quite honest with you, Mike. Like, make him be a pocket passer. Don't let him get outside of the numbers and create space and make plays longer. You kind of want to shorten things up on this guy. You want to make the passing lanes get a little bit smaller. You want to shorten the game a little bit, and I think that'll be a real big part of this game too, is how do you control the ball on offense? Well, you do that with Derrick Henry. You let this guy run the ball, and you have a good clock management. You know, make sure that, hey, if you can get a couple special teams plays again, you know, they were – Kansas City was shaky in the punt game, man. They were fumbling balls. They were letting them go. Maybe they got the rust off a little bit. I don't know. But, look, you're looking for any little advantage that you can get, and I think you got to be stellar, Mike. I think you have to be literally stellar in every facet of the game, especially conference championship week. This is the, hey, look, you make a mistake here, it gets magnified like immensely. So I think each team has to really, really go out there and hone in on every single possession. I think on offense, you got to be tight. On defense, you're going to have to create some sort of havoc. And then special teams wise, you got to go out there and make a play. So you know what? Watch and let's see if special teams don't have a huge impact on this Chiefs and Titans game. I could think and I could see where this – if you make a mistake in the special teams, look out, because we saw it happen last week. Kansas City did that. They were able to rebound. But again, if they're behind against Tennessee and Tennessee's controlling the clock – dude, I think it's a different situation. So I do think that Kansas City is very vulnerable today. I really do.
No, I do. You know, I'm not as far with you as you are with yourself. But there is no denying that Tennessee can do all those things. I think they got to bring pressure. They got to get, you know, they got to be nipping at Mahomes' feet. You know, they got to make him a little nervous back there, a little, as we would say, happy feet in the pocket, and just get him off of his game. I do agree with you that, you know, make them run the ball, because that's not exactly what they're known for, right? I mean, when you think Kansas City Chiefs, you think of an air raid kind of, you know, throw it deep, throw it in between, throw it, you know, all over the field kind of offense. So it's going to be interesting. And you know, and I'm kind of with Scott. I mean, I can absolutely see Tennessee going in there and doing what they've done these first couple weeks of the playoffs, controlling the clock, just feeding that mountain of a man in, you know, in Derrick Henry and Henry running for 180 yards. I mean, look, the Chiefs defensive end, okay, he was asked, you know, about tackling Henry and what that all encompasses, and he's like, There's going to be no difficulty in tackling Henry. Really? A guy that's like, what, 6'4", 250? Okay, let's see you do it first before you say there's no difficulty in bringing this guy down, because he's made New England, he's made a pretty decent defense there in Baltimore look pretty pedestrian.
I don't know if you want to give that guy any chalkboard material either. The guy's been
exactly.
Pretty motivated, pretty hungry thus far throughout the first couple games, setting records, running the ball. So I wouldn't want to piss Derrick Henry off. And I would do it like this, man. I would make Ryan Tannehill beat me, okay, flat out, man. The guy
right.
Obviously hasn't done it in his career. He's been a journeyman. We know that he's been all over the place. Miami, now he's here with these guys. And quite frankly, they've jumped on his back and they've done a great job. Again, I go back to that one play that he had throughout the year early where he threw the interception. I believe it was against the Jaguars. I was trying to remember which game it was, and I think it was against the Jaguars. He throws an interception. The guy's running the ball back, and he decides, you know what, I'm going to go make a play, and I'm going to not let this guy score a touchdown. And that to me was the turning point for the Titans, where they said, you know what, I believe in Ryan Tannehill, and you know what, this guy's the guy who's going to get us to the next level, and he's done a great job. And we'll see if it continues with the Chiefs later on today, obviously at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, where I do think it's a real tough, daunting task for the Titans. But they do have the formula, like I've been saying throughout the postseason, Mike, to get it done. When you have a running game like they have, a defense like they have, but I do think their defense is going to be put on islands all over the place. And I think that those guys are going to have to come up and make some plays, and they're going to have to do it in single coverage too. So it'll be man on man, and you give me your best, I got my best, and let's just go out there and lace them up and see who's got what it takes to get to the next round and see who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. I guess that's what it's all about, man. When you really think about it, that's what Championship Sunday is all about. And the Titans and the Chiefs have the opportunity, and the Packers and the 49ers have the opportunity, people. Unbelievable. Three games left in the season. I can't even believe it. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll obviously give you our thoughts and give you our picks as to who we think's winning the games, but NFL football coming to an end. I can't believe it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Tannehill tosses end zone. Oh! Jonnu Smith! Touchdown! Spectacular grab!
This is Dorf on Sports.
The NBA season is off and rolling, and we're down to the final four in the NFL. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. And like I said, it's conference championship time in the NFL, and you can follow all the lines at betonline.ag. The early game on Sunday features Cinderella, Tennessee on the road at KC, a touchdown favorite with a total in the low 50s. And on Sunday evening, Green Bay heads to San Francisco as a touchdown dog with a total in the mid 40s. Who will reign supreme and hoist the conference championship hardware? Before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Looks like Mayfield wants to go four wide and split everybody out and separate this 49er defense.
He has Chubb to his side, an RPO, fakes the handoff. Bosa's got him around the waist. He throws, intercepted by Richard Sherman, dropping back into coverage at midfield. Gets up, breaks a tackle, runs back into Cleveland territory, dropped on the Brown 41-yard line.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap, penalty marker down, free down for Rodgers. He lofts right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught, Jimmy Graham, touchdown! Rodgers alone with the shotgun, Jamal Williams wide to the right, three receivers, bunt to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side, snap, Rodgers looking, pump fakes. Now, still looking under pressure, throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown, a sensational play to Jamal Williams.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Championship week Sunday in the NFL. Packers and 49ers going at it in the NFC. Titans and Chiefs going at it in the AFC. And we've talked a lot about the Titans and Chiefs so far. So let's switch over and let's talk some Packers and 49ers. Obviously, Mike, you alluded to it. Everybody knows it. Packers went to Santa Clara earlier in the season. And you know what? Levi Stadium wasn't so good to the Green Bay Packers. They got destroyed. They got embarrassed. One of the worst games that I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers play in. So I really expect him to come out and playing a much better game. I think it's important for the Packers to get out early in this game, Mike. They have to be able to move the ball down the field on this 49er defense right away. Otherwise, I do think that they're going to be playing catch up. And I think that that's kind of the theme for every team when you really think about it. Some are better equipped to play catch up, like the Chiefs, for instance. They're a team that can play catch up. I think the Packers have a harder time playing catch up. I think the 49ers could have a tougher time playing catch up. And I also think that you're looking at two very good defenses, two really good front fours. You got the Smith and Smith brothers. Obviously they're not, but the Smith and Smith law firm, they're in Green Bay. Their front four for those guys. You got Bosa and the boys on the defensive side of the ball for the 49ers, and that front four, both really, really good. And I've said this so many times, man, and I think it's true in both of these games. The games are going to be won in the trenches. Whoever's line is pushing the other line backwards, that's who's going to get the advantage, the competitive advantage in this game, and that's who's going to wind up winning the game for their respective teams. So Green Bay Packers need to continue to have a solid defensive showing, and I think Aaron Rodgers has to be great today, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Aaron Rodgers has to be Aaron Rodgers of like 7 or 8 years ago. He has to, because he's been good. I mean, would you say Aaron Rodgers has been good this year? You know, but not great. Would you say that, Andy?
I would say that, you know what, and for most people, this guy's been good to really good. But we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and we put a different level of success or a different measure of success on what Aaron Rodgers does. So I think people are a little bit down on him. And here's the thing, man. Let me just say this. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is the same guy that won a Super Bowl? No, I don't, Mike. I really don't. Do I think that Aaron Rodgers has the ability to turn the clock back a little bit? Yes, because because I saw him do it a little bit last week. Can he do it even a little bit more so this week? Well, I certainly hope so, because that's what the Packers are going to need, man. Again, they need this guy to be great today. They need this guy to make the throws that have been a little bit dicey throughout the season. And for the most part, the past couple seasons, like, he's missing guys a little bit here and there. So we need this dude to be on point today, Mike. He has to be special. He has to be that guy. He has to be, you know what? I'm going to go for it, bro. He has to be that bad man, right? He has to be that guy today. He's got to go into Santa Clara, California, and he has to say, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to do what I do, and I can be that bad man once again. I am one of the elite quarterbacks who ever play this game. My name is Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to go out there and do it for the Green Bay Packers. That's what he's got to say, Mike.
No. I'll just hit the ditto button with what you just said. And, you know, you brought up a good point a little while ago about, you know, who's ever going to move on to the Super Bowl today is going to win the battle in the trenches. You know, the battle between the offensive line and the defensive line. Who's going to impose their will on the other team? And, you know, the thing with the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay today is what I'll be looking at is just that. How does that offensive line for the Pack keep Bosa and his buddies out of the backfield of the Green Bay Packers? And can those guards and tackles keep Bosa and his buddies, you know, at bay, you know, or at, you know, for the lack of a better term, just, you know, maybe just giving up a sack or two and not giving up five or six like they did in the first, you know, in the first meeting. Because, you know, at some point that defensive line is going to get there. They're going to try and make Rodgers, and this is a difficult task because he's such a brilliant quarterback, you know, feel a little uneasy back there. And, yes, you can make the great ones feel uneasy back there. But that's when I look at Green Bay trying to get that ball out quick and not letting that defensive line from San Francisco set up, pin their ears back, and get right to it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think at this point, everybody knows what everybody wants to do. Now it's a matter of, you know, being able to disguise it or manipulate the defense in the way that you need to be able to manipulate them to go out there and carry out the play the way that the play is designed to be carried out. And again, I know I'm using a lot of big terminology and fancy words for you, but the truth is I dissect this stuff, man, and we look at this in a much different way than most people. When I go to games and you go to games, man, we're seeing the field in a much different way, and I think we see the field in a way where, you know, athletes see it or coaches see it or people that are really in tune with what they're seeing on the field see the game. And look, man, we know what the Packers are trying to do. They've got Devontae Adams. They've got Aaron Jones. Those are their weapons. The 49ers have a great defensive front four. Bosa and the boys get after the quarterback, and they expect Sherman and the guys to sit back there in the secondary and make plays for them, right? And then on offense, you know what? We don't talk about it enough, Mike, but Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a pretty damn good quarterback. He's had a few games this year where he's had a bunch of touchdowns. He's got very capable wide receivers, and that running game can be – look, we've talked about Derrick Henry and what he does. Dude, let's not be mistaken. The 49ers running game is absolutely legit, and that's going to be a handful for the Green Bay Packers to shut down. So pick your poison. Do you shut down the running game? Do you shut down the passing game? And if you don't shut down one of those two, you're in big trouble, Green Bay.
You're going to be in really big trouble. And, you know, and this is just my opinion. I mean, people may disagree with this. Hell, I mean, you may even disagree with this, but the coaching matchup, Kyle Shanahan, you know, and I said this on the local show the other day, is probably one of the, if not the best play caller in the National Football League now. He's one of the best coaches, and the way, you know, everywhere he's been, the quarterback play has improved, the offensive schemes, the offensive output has improved. He's been there. He's done it a little bit. look, this is LaFleur's first rodeo as a head coach in this kind of setting. So, is LaFleur up to the challenge? Can Shanahan keep this offense led by Jimmy G going? That's going to be another fascinating thing to watch this afternoon.
Quickly, who does this game mean more to as far as their legacy? Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's start there with the Packers and the 49ers. And then also Matt LaFleur in his first year, and then Shanahan with what he's done with getting this 49er program back to where, you know, maybe they once were. So all those guys, who does it mean more for?
Well, I think, you know, I think the obvious answer between Jimmy G and Aaron is Aaron, you know, Aaron Rodgers, because he's getting towards the end of his career. He's even mentioned, you know, look, I don't have forever left. I can kind of see the end, you know, is coming. And so getting that second Super Bowl win for a guy like Aaron Rodgers is going to mean the world to him, and it's going to mean a world in terms – it's going to mean the world to him in terms of his legacy and what he left behind, because, you know, you brought this up the other day on our local show that, you know, look, you guys have gone from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and had 20, 25 years of great quarterbacking. And with Aaron, you got one Super Bowl. With Brett Favre, I believe you only had one Super Bowl, and you made the argument, or at least mentioned the argument, that, you know, look, that's underperforming when you have two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you know, back-to-back in your organization, and you only got two Super Bowls to show for it. So,
yep.
You know, the quick answer to that one is Aaron Rodgers. I think with the coaches, look, if LaFleur can pull this off and get a Super Bowl win in his first year as a head coach, I mean, that can set a lot up for his legacy moving forward. And then, you know, with Shanahan, look, he has family – you know, he has the backing of family, and his family's been in coaching forever. This would just make another feather in the cap for the Shanahan family in terms of getting Super Bowl wins and leading his team to the highest pinnacle of football.
No, I agree, man. Really, really good points. I think you hit on a lot of good keys there. At the end of the day, man, I'm excited for what's to come in just a couple few hours for us. Obviously, the first game, Titans and Chiefs, Packers and 49ers will be the late game, and I'm excited, man. I really am. So just real quickly, because when we come back, we'll obviously come back and do what we always do with parting shots, and we're going to also give our picks at that point too. Real quickly, ultimately – What would you want to see as far as the Super Bowl? I don't want to know who your picks are. I just want to know who you'd want to see, and they could wind up being the same for that matter, you know.
Right. I would love to look, and this is just kind of a family thing with me. My dad's favorite team is San Francisco. I know if he was still alive, he'd be sitting and getting ready for the game, and he'd be excited for it. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'd love to see San Francisco in there, you know, the 80s with Montana and Taylor and Rice and all that kind of stuff. And then on the other side, look, I'd love to see how that San Francisco defense would match up with Kansas City. I think that would be a kind of a fun thing to watch in terms of a high-powered offense going against that D-line and the rest of that defense for San Francisco. So, you know, if I wanted Kansas City and San Francisco.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, I for a crazy one, I think it'd be kind of cool to see the Titans and the 49ers, because I guarantee you nobody in their right mind would have ever thought that. And then if it winds up being the Packers and the Chiefs, then there's going to be all kinds of conspiracy theories with everybody thinking State Farm had something to do with it 100 years and all this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with parting shots and then our picks for who we think is going to win the NFC and the AFC championship games. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
47-yarder to tie it. Six ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie. And boy, oh boy, does he deliver. Chase McLaughlin. A 47-yard pressure kick.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Leckler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry, big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans. 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003. We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And again, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And breaking news on that, folks. Mike Wilson's going to join me tonight because obviously these games are really important, the last three games of the year, and he wants to break it down with me. So both of us will be coming back to you late night on the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America, and we do that for you. I love it. Mike, hey, real quickly, give me a parting shot, my friend.
Hey, parting shot, it's the get your popcorn and get your soda, enjoy it. And look, I got San Francisco and Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
All right, my friend. Look, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to say let's go with the Titans and let's go with the Packers. Why not get your popcorn? I'm going to second that for Mike, for John, for Scott. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.